means Fire Chief will be stepping down at the end of the year, but staying on as a volunteer member, as the department is seeing its highest call volume to date. And state wildlife managers have issued an emergency order closing the brown bear hunting season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Haines Fire Chief Al Gidding says he'll be stepping down as head of the volunteer department at the end of the year. It's been a busy time at the department, which has logged its highest call volume to date. There were more than 300 medical calls and 31 fire calls as of last week. I checked in with Chief Giddings for an update. Thank you so much, Chief Giddings, for joining us today. The Assembly has been discussing in the last few months the higher call volume for the fire and EMS teams here in Haines. Can you talk about what the community needs are that you're seeing and why this higher volume?
Yes, thank you, and thanks for having me. Yes, higher call volume, we are probably going to top out at this rate here at about 420 calls for the year. That's combined fire, rescue, and EMS. Now, 95% of our calls are EMS calls, and we don't really have a reason to point to and say this is why our call volume has increased. It isn't any one thing or one particular illness or fire, but I think when I first joined the department 10 years ago, the rough figure I can think of was maybe 220, 250 calls for the year. So now topping over 400 calls, this is primarily a volunteer department. That's a huge, huge increase. And then two, we're just a single house, single fire station for the entire borough with a huge first in district. So the coverage is just enormous.
Last month, we had another surge of COVID in the community. Were you also responding to those COVID cases?
Yes, we do. And again, primarily, we do have two career staff, two part-time staff, and then we're manned by volunteers. So a call would come in, and if dispatch is able to identify, they would tell us this may be a COVID-positive exposure. So we have to go into full protocols, which is gowning up, eye protection, double gloves, and then we limit our personnel who rides the back of the ambulance for minimal exposure. And then, yes, we have responded to positive COVID patients and transported them from their home or the field to the clinic. And then after that, we go through a very extensive decontamination process to decontaminate ourselves and our ambulance before we can put it back into service. So typically, because of the COVID protocols, it is added sometimes an hour and a half or even 2 hours extra to the run. So a volunteer or paid staff that get called out of their homes at 2 o'clock in the morning may not be done with that run till 5 a.m. And for volunteers, they have to get ready to get back to work the next day. So it has put a toll on the entire department.
And are you looking to hire more staff given the higher call volume and higher needs?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question. I think any department in Haines is looking to hire more personnel for more help. But yes, we eventually would like to, but of course, understanding our economic restrictions as well. But in the meantime, we're constantly recruiting for new members to join the department.
And I also heard there is a new ambulance on the way in November.
That's correct. And this is purchased through CARES funding, and it should arrive next month. It's a brand new ambulance, and it will replace one of our other ambulances, which is 15 years old. It's presently costing quite a bit just to keep it on the road mechanically. And then, so the new ambulance will become Medic 1, and the Medic 1 that we have now will become Medic 2, so we'll still have two ambulances only.
Great. Is there anything else the community should know from your department at this time? Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, we're constantly looking for volunteers, anyone who would like to help in any capacity. We appreciate tremendously the support that we do get from the borough and management, as well as all the citizens of Haines. It's tremendous. And Also, I'll be stepping down as the fire chief come this next election year, but I'll be serving in the ranks. I feel I can do more now in the ranks than I can as the chief. And it has been an honor beyond words to have served the... Hang on a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get a little choked up. But it's been an honor beyond words to have served the department as their chief and to kind of be in a position of taking care, getting to know them. And I just can't say enough. Without the volunteers, without the paid staff, of course, there would be no fire 911 response in Haines. So if you do happen to see a responder out in the streets or at the store, take a second just to give them a high five, and it really means a lot. So it has truly been an honor beyond words.
Thank you so much, Chief Giddings. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
That was Haines Volunteer Fire Chief Al Giddings. The Fire and EMS Department will be holding in-house elections where staff and volunteers will vote for a new chief on Monday, November 15th. The newly elected fire chief will start in January 2022. Efforts to conserve Upper Lynn Canal's brown bears have caused state wildlife managers to close the hunting season more than 2 months early. That's after 49 brown bears were reported killed last year in a management unit that spans the upper crook of Southeast Panhandle. Around half of the dead brown bears were killed by agency officials or residents in defense of life and property. Hungry bears shot while breaking into homes and vehicles looking for food, mostly around Haines. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says the brown bear population needs a chance to recover in Unit 1D, which includes areas around Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan to the Canadian border.
We estimated that the population was reduced by 16% to 20%, which is unsustainable, and so this is an effort to preserve future hunting opportunity and recover a little bit of that, you know, pretty significant loss in 2020.
To address this, wildlife managers slashed the harvest cap in February by more than two-thirds. That limit was reached on Monday, with hunters this year reporting 5 brown bears taken. That's on top of a brown bear killed lawfully in May in defense of life and property. An emergency order issued Tuesday will end the brown bear hunt at midnight on Wednesday. Koch says stronger salmon runs and more berries have meant fewer hungry Bruins wandering into towns this year. And he says area residents are being more mindful with their household garbage.
Things went about as well as they could have. You know, like we said, only one defense of life and property so far this year, which is fantastic. And this is the time of year when the fish runs start to slow down in some places, and the berries aren't around, and the bears are not in their dens yet, so it's not time to let your guard down. Everyone should still be very vigilant about securing trash and other attractants.
The conservative harvest guidelines are expected to remain in place for 5 years, the agency says. Fish and Game is also asking hunters to target male bears to help the population recover quicker. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.